Go Loud. A very special extra bonus episode.
Extra.
Does this go down as like a module on his walk experience? That's why we're doing it. So he can put down like, you know, on his CV, walked in Bell Media for a few days. What did you do? I was editing, I sat in, shadowed producers.
I'll just put down, listen to episode 238.
238? It was, yeah. 25 something.
Yeah, well, I don't listen to the podcast. I was a guest, that was close enough.
So, Jesse, give us an intro to yourself there. Tell the listeners what's happening.
Well, my name's Jesse. I'm Calvin's brother.
Yeah?
The better brother.
The better brother?
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm twice his age. Isn't that mad to think?
Yeah, you're looking.
Sound. Fucking home, Brendan, getting fresh. I haven't seen Owen since 2025, Jesse, and he's getting fresh with me. What's he like, actually, when we're not round? Does he be trying his weight around as much as when we're here?
From what I've seen, Owen runs it.
Does he? I should hope so. He's the most senior person in the fucking room.
Tomorrow's my last day.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You look a regular around here though.
Yeah.
I'm just floating around.
Now you've grown in confidence. I've seen a great growth in you in the last 24 hours.
Would you give him a good reference, Alan?
He was very quiet yesterday and we're in here setting up for this and he's getting very fresh.
Oh, very fresh. Oh. Do you think it's something to do with his big brother being here? As if I would back him up against you?
Maybe. I think he's settled in.
Do you know why I'm more inclined to back you up than I'd back him up on? If you start showing hands at Owen, I'm hitting you.
Like, it's bad enough for some reason in my workplace I was fighting Jesse, but then yeah, to be joined by another grown man attacking him.
And but, Lewis.
Yeah, I wouldn't even hit him. I'm just giving him dead legs and all. Stop hitting him. Dead leg. That's what brothers do, the little brothers.
Yeah.
Do you know what's mad? I used to help you brush your teeth, and then when I go into me, mass, you square up to me.
Yeah. Well,
that's disgraceful.
Not that I remember. I don't remember you helping me brush my teeth.
That's disgraceful, I swear to God. You're so ungrateful, this generation. Your teachers are going to be listening to this.
What's up?
Promote that, man.
Jesse, you done your homework for this episode, actually. Didn't you?
Did me homework? What you mean? Like,
you sent me a load of messages earlier.
I just made a few questions. I was told to make a few questions. Do me job.
Do me job.
Jesse's he's preparing for...
Is he the hardest working man in Marconi House? Tell the truth.
He is, yeah.
Top four, definitely.
Yeah.
He's in the Champions League spots of hard working men. He's ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's once you cleared that one up.
I'd say top two easily.
Yeah.
Up there with Siobhan. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm saying in males. Him and Ed Smith.
Siobhan doesn't count. Yeah. She's like the arsehole of this. She plays bad football.
<Don't> she?
She just does the job.
She just gets the job done. Yeah.
All business.
Yeah. Whether it's pretty or not, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set piece FC producers we have. Right, do you want to read these out or what?
Who?
You.
Me? Oh.
Get your questions out.
Maybe questions out. I have a good one here off the top of your head, yeah?
Go on.
Would you rather, yeah, pay everything in 2 cent coins, yeah? Or you have to go anywhere you want to go, you have to travel on a pogo stick. Like, even if you want to go to the fridge from the sofa, you have to go pogo stick.
Do I always have enough 2 cent coins on me?
That's your own financial problems.
Not this, Jesse, if you're going to ask a question in here, you got to be able to provide parameters.
No, all the money you have now, yeah, towards it, the 2 cents. Even if you went down to get food, you have to have 2 sacks, I'd say.
Yeah.
But they like, at least had a pogo stick it though.
Paying for stuff would be a big inconvenience. Like, €1 is 50 coins then.
When I go to the beach, do I get to leave the pogo stick at the edge of the beach or do I have to
pogo on the sand? No, you go to the beach, you lie on the sand. You want to go in the water, you pogo stick to the water, leave your pogo stick there.
I think I'm taking the pogo stick.
Same. Because I honestly don't think I'd be able to carry that many 2 cent goods.
That's what I'm saying. Like, €1 is 50 coins.
I can only travel by pogo stick.
Yeah.
I can't get a car.
Oh.
Train, bus, plane.
Oh. No, can't even walk.
So, yeah, but like, if I want to go to Spain, I don't have to pogo to Spain. I can pogo to the airport.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. I'm still taking the pogo stick then. Imagine paying for a holiday in 2 cent coins. Fuck that.
And at least, like, with the pogo stick, you might be able to make a bit of fame off it. With pogo stick everywhere.
Yeah, no one's going to be like, here's a fella in viral sensation who's paying for everything in 2 cent coins.
Yeah. Here's the weirdo.
Looked it up. The average travelling speed of a pogo stick is 3 metres per second.
That's very fast.
Good. Not bad.
By the way,
but then the distance from Coolock
Yeah, but how good
I know you tell people you don't live in Coolock.
I don't live in Coolock.
You're pretty close. I'm saying 8.5 kilometres, roughly. How long it takes you to get from your house to here? That means every time you come in here,
yeah,
you have to pogo stick for about 47 minutes. And pogo stick 47 minutes back.
That's probably quicker than what it takes me to get home now.
Yeah, but how good are you at pogo sticking?
You're going to get pretty good pretty fast, aren't you?
Yep, so you probably could be able to cover up more than 3 metres a second then.
What if you fall off the pogo stick? Do your ankle in? What happens then? Can't go anywhere. Good question.
It was a good question. He has a whole bleeding conversation full of them now. He's texting me loads of them earlier. He's like, do you think these are good? Don't give me your answer now. Just keep them fresh for later. So it's like, why did you text me then? You should have just waited until we were sitting in front of the mics.
Right. If you had to be haunted by a ghost for the rest of your life, but you could choose which dead person the ghost would be, who would you choose as your ghost?
That's a good one. Do you know what? I was going to say Christopher Walken, but he's still alive. That'd be a good one though, wouldn't it?
Haunted implies an unfriendly ghost.
Haunted implies that there's a presence in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bad. Not malicious. Haunted just means there's something there.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends who you pick, like, if it's friendly or unfriendly.
Yeah, true. What if you pick someone who was mad aggro on you? And
they're dead as well, so you probably don't even know them if you're mad aggro on them.
You're picking someone famous. Who's famous that died recently? Hulk Hogan hunting your gaff? Brother!
What if you pick, like, a really bad person and you just wanted to see, like, what they're like? Rather than being haunted by someone mad boring that's friendly, but, like, what use is some friendly person haunting you, like?
Is this a lifetime haunting?
Yeah.
Forever, like? I didn't ask a question on.
Jesse, this is on you now.
Unless you do like some
exorcism, like.
Yeah.
Because, see your point about someone interesting, but how long is it going to be before interesting? You know all you want to know about that ghost, and you'd like that boring, friendly ghost.
And ghosts notoriously hard to communicate with. You can't just go in and ask a question and they answer it.
Mm.
There's means to communicate with ghosts.
Ghosts aren't even real.
All right. Thanks for just ruining the whole question.
Yeah, but I'm talking about hypothetically if they were real.
Ozzy Osbourne hunting your gaff,
that'd be very scary. What about you, Alan?
He's picking a man who used to run Shelts. What's his name?
Ollie Byrne. Jesus.
Ollie Byrne,
no.
There you go. Haunted by the ghost of Ollie Byrne. I feel like that's the name of a book already, or a documentary.
There was someone who used to... Yeah, I can name him actually, because he told me. Yeah, the kit man of Shells once told me. He's still there now. He's been lifelong.
Haunted?
No, but he told me for some reason he was sleeping in the stadium one night and he swore he saw the ghost of Ollie Byrne sitting there in his pinstripe suit.
In the stands?
I think it was up in the dressing rooms. Yeah.
So he's already haunting Tolga.
So they say. I don't think there's been any sightings. He would have told me that about 10 years ago. I haven't heard of it since. So.
Right.
Go on.
My question seemed a bit too hard, yeah? So I'll dumb it down. I'll dumb it down a tiny bit, yeah? Right, would you rather, yeah, lick all the makeup off our stranger? I'll lick every door handle in the hospital.
Just on... the makeup is disgusting, but, like, the amount of disease...
It's less disgusting than the hospital.
But, like, you could just, like just a little lick, but, like, you have to pure, like, get the makeup off a stranger's face.
Yeah, but it's only a face. Like, by surface area...
stranger is, you could get bad luck.
Yeah, but by surface area, I'd still say there's less licking on someone's face.
Yeah, but what sick person is opening their own doors in the hospital?
Jesse, you can walk into the hospital and get sick. You don't even have to touch anything. There's just illness in the air.
Door handles be fresh, though.
Do you know, a door handle is one of the dirtiest things. Like, there's people that don't wash their hands when they leave, like, the toilet. Don't wash their hands all day. Touching door handles, touching everything. And you have to lick a door handle then.
What about what part of the door handle? Because some people, like, look at that door handle there, yeah? No one's touching the bottom of it.
You never know. Is it worth the germ spread?
Yeah, well, you lick it so it's face.
Yeah.
And, like, makeup's probably hard to get off.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd rather do, that. I think you've less chance of getting sick licking someone's face.
Yeah, but it's a stranger. You don't know who you get.
A stranger's had been touching the door handle in the hospital. It's not as if you know whose hand.
Thousands of sick strangers in there.
Yeah, but, like, it's not like a, like, to get makeup off someone's face, you need the pure lick, though. Like, you could just, like, just little.
Ah, the innocent youth. You're feeling invincible over there, Jesse. You did have got germs.
Yeah.
Disease, whatever. Yeah. We're worried about serious illness.
Were you not wrote off before Christmas Day as well?
That wasn't me. That was probably AJ.
Here, Jesse. AJ against Calvin. Who's winning?
And what?
Scrap.
Oh, Calvin. I was
bad. Really?
I told you, the two of them think that. You know what I mean? Just a little more.
Did we get any feedback about the Carveys?
I feel like
a question that was similar to Carvery.
Jesse, what? Where's the best Carvery in Dublin?
Oh, I don't even be able to tell you.
You go to Carvery every weekend.
We go Hanlon's.
Hanlon's?
Yeah, but that's not the nicest. When I went with Kane to 51's, Bar 51.
Bar 51. Right.
Very nice.
Josh was telling us the halfway house in Dublin 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Dublin 12?
Yeah.
The halfway house? Is the halfway house not on the way to Blanche? The Navan Road. That's where I thought the halfway house was. Dublin 12?
Could be two.
Says Harry here from South Dublin. Was wondering if you had one last day on earth and your man was cooking you dinner, what would you ask at the cook? Oh, new start, because me and Calvin are brothers, so we should have the same answer.
That's a very depressing question.
Yeah, but it's your last meal, basically.
Yeah.
But your ma has to cook it.
Spaghetti bolognese.
That's what I was thinking. Ma makes a nice spaghetti. You don't like it, don't you?
Do you ever have something to eat and then get, like, violently sick after it? But it's not the food's fault, but you just associate that?
Yep.
Like you get a bleeding bug or whatever. That's the last time I was proper sick, I had spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
I only started, literally in the last 6 months, I started eating spaghetti bolognese again, and I was younger than you the last time that happened.
I knew someone in the family didn't like it.
Me, yeah, I won't eat spaghetti. Well, I didn't. I'm back on it now, and I'm nearly sure I had it in the gaff.
My mum makes a lovely Sunday dinner, but when you bring Terence down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, my mum probably makes Sunday dinner, like, most weekends, yeah. And most weekends, she, like, one day she half-arses it, but she doesn't, like, she doesn't try to do it great, she just does it.
Yeah.
You get me? But if you said you're bringing Terence down, she like locks in. You want to see the dinner she just made.
Do you know what she done on me there a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
She rang me, she was like, it was a Sunday, and she was like, do you want dinner later? Says, yeah, what time? She goes, 4 o'clock. So I was like, lovely. And this is early now, this was like 10:30. I was like, lovely. Then I sorted for later on. So I made my way into town, walked into the house, and my mum was like, all right. I was like, yeah, what time's dinner? She's like, oh, I'm not cooking today. I was like, you literally rang me this morning to say that you were making dinner. I made sure not to organise dinner today. And then she's like, oh, fuck off, don't be annoying me.
She knows you'll be able to look after yourself, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, bless her.
You're the Malcolm of the family.
You can't be doing that,
on. No, you can't be carrying on.
You can't be setting someone up for dinner and then be like, no, that's gone.
You have to feed Jesse.
Yeah, I was well fed that day, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? I'm nearly sure you were pissing and crying because you didn't know how to turn the air fryer on.
Nah.
Don't worry, Jesse. I know how he likes to reframe things in the past.
Yeah.
So I know that's almost certainly didn't happen. Peter tells us the Luke and Spa Hotel is a great Carvery.
Don't trust hotels for Carvery. I don't trust hotels for food.
Yeah.
Like, who's doing that? Come on, we go to the hotel for dinner. Unless you're staying in the hotel.
I think that's one of the biggest cultural differences between people from Dublin and people from outside Dublin.
Yeah, cultures love going to a hotel for dinner.
For everything.
Yeah.
For everything.
What else are you going for?
Breakfast.
Meeting people. Tea. Anything.
Yeah, true, actually, yeah.
It's a big part of... I mean, it makes sense, like, because they live much further apart. Like, we don't need to use hotels, but... I've asked Siobhan Walsh about this before and I got a surprisingly detailed answer.
Yeah.
She loves a hotel.
Yeah, I stayed in a nice hotel last week. Very nice. So nice that you're encouraged to wear your housecoat everywhere and not bring your phone. There's no Wi-Fi. Imagine that.
I think you bring your little brother around to a hotel.
I'm sick of you, I swear to God.
Did you see this one? Quick one for Calvin, mystery co-host, and whichever Go-Loud representative has been sent in to sit with us, I'm guessing Siobhan, aren't too busy with the other two Egypt's live show.
Jesse could be the one who was sent in to supervise us,
true.
Yeah. I want to now watch your worst deli experience. Mine just happened. Unwrapped my lovely chicken fillet roll to find the girl in the deli who was clearly new, forgot the chicken fillet. I was already too far gone to go back. Glenn, the bus driver, who's now unsure who done their job worse, me or the deli worker who forgot the main ingredient of a chicken fillet roll. What deli is that? Because when you go to a deli, you're watching the baker food.
He has a point. Glenn, that's more on you.
Definitely.
There is a point in certain things. You know when, like, you can give out about someone not doing their job, but, like, or somebody does something wrong. The blame kind of shifts back on you for allowing it to happen. And that's what that is. Like, I don't understand how you're not looking at your one making it. Because it's not as if you can go, give us a chicken fillet roll with mayonnaise, cheese, toasted, and then you fuck off. You stand there. You can't move.
Well, I've had ones where you might order a few, and then you walk off to get stuff around the shop, and then come back.
No.
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 I wouldn't trust that. I
wouldn't even order that much out of the deli. You just keep it simple in the deli.
Yeah.
You either want sausage rolls or else you want chicken fillet roll.
That's a point. That's a point. I know that, like, there's people that live out of delis. Live out. Like, I'm getting a chicken fillet wrap or a roll. That's it. There's cunts that, like, wedgies and sweet corn and what have you.
Don't walk away, though. Like, what? That feels like. Don't walk away from the deli.
You're putting a lot of trust in the person there. Do you know what I hate? Do you ever order out of a deli and you open up and there's bits of other fucking orders in your roll or whatever? It's like, I didn't know that's sweet corn. Thanks for giving us those two pieces of corn.
That's poor deli work.
Oh, very poor deli work.
I used to work in a deli.
I know you did. That's why you're so passionate about it.
But very seriously.
The most pointless question is,
what?
When a deli worker asks if you wanted to cut in half.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. He
has no. No.
Are you for real?
No. Deli workers union over here. No. No. Some people don't. People are peculiar. Some people like to.
But I suppose with that is you never can't go back. But you can't go back.
Exactly. Don't presume with someone's role.
Be honest, how many times did someone not want to cut in half?
He has a point.
I'd say about 20%.
20%. One in five people don't want a roll cut in half.
Yeah.
Of people that are like actually order a roll.
This is the most you've reacted to anything in here since we started recording. You've actually changed how you're sitting.
You set up there. I'm getting a fright on. If he starts throwing hands, I take it back. I'm not helping anybody if he starts throwing hands.
I feel like I'm just lying.
Can people please let us know if you don't get your roll or whatever your daily order is cut in half, please?
A lot of people don't want to cut.
I feel like the end of the roll is the nicest part and you get like 2 inches when it's cut in half. You're eating the top of a roll. Like, who eats the top of a roll?
See what I'm saying, Alan? Do you see what I'm saying? Did you see what I'm saying?
What?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Is he? What happens to the ends if you don't cut it in half?
Please, Alan.
One of them's the top. The top's just not that, like, the top, it's a different.
So, like, how many holes?
The spirit of Terrence Power.
How many holes does a straw have? Two. No, it's just one continuous hole.
No, it's a different ball game.
So, can people reach out and let us know? Yeah, I'm such and such from wherever, and I don't get a cut.
Yeah, we're at risk of a deli roll echo chamber here. You might be of a certain demographic.
Own.
The listeners the same.
No, Owen, the listeners.
I'm saying class, I'm saying age.
We got a wide range of listeners now, come on. Male, female, age,
we have a good spread.
Class. We have a great spectrum there, so I think there's a broad enough spectrum there to get less than one in five people.
Listening from New Jersey, I heard lots of references to the Ragamuffin song. I tried searching but lots of different songs with that title. Which version do Calvin and Terry refer to?
It's a World Power, I'm Happy, Ragamuffin on YouTube. It's not on Spotify or any of the streaming services.
That fellow's name is Bart. And he's from New Jersey. And we are just talking about how we have wide range of followers. We do.
Did you see that? You went, we do.
And
this knows.
This one, lads, I was in a relationship for the last 3 years, but I'm recently single. I was on a night out and me and my mate got chatting to these girls on their holidays from the UK. Nothing happened, but when I got home, I noticed one of them had added me on Instagram based on nothing but my first name and that I'm in Dublin. Is this creepy or a compliment? I'm sort of torn and don't know if I should accept the follow request.
How would it be a compliment?
It's a compliment.
How is it a compliment? That she found you? That's not a compliment.
That she followed him.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't call it a compliment.
Yeah, but it's definitely not creepy. Like, the way the world is now, it's very easy to find someone.
Yeah, but imagine he had a mad distinctive name like Bart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he obviously has a profile picture.
That as well. Like, even Calvin. Many Calvins this time. If you type in Calvin on Instagram, many of them's going to come up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that he's from Dublin. They're two key informations.
Do you reckon your Instagram search is location-based? Like, if you're in Liverpool and you search up Owen, it'll give you the Owens in the media vicinity.
I imagine so.
Or maybe follower-based as well, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, obviously. Yeah. Why not? Like, what harm is it going to be? She's from the UK, so she's not. It's not as if she knows where you live.
No, but it's definitely not creepy. Because, like, that's the way the world is now. People just find people. Like,
that's the way the world is now. This is the world that you've grown up in. It's the only world you know. Talking about.
Terry texts me, Jesse. He says, tell him I'll fold him.
Sounds like Terry, alright.
I told Mitch about your whole deli roll cutting two thing. He just said, holy mother of Jesus.
You know things are bad when Terrence is criticising you or something like that.
Well, I almost quick to email him that.
What are you calling him, a rat?
Emailing.
You calling Owen a squealer?
Yeah, he is.
Owen.
Who the fuck was calling me this? Yeah, look at this one. Would you rather go to war?
Oh, here he is.
Oh, fuck.
He's at the saying, oh, fuck.
Yeah, little Phil, what are you doing in that chair?
Shut your mouth. I'm carrying this podcast.
What are you doing in my chair?
Carrying this podcast.
He looks older than Calvin then. The deepest voice in the land he has. I'm afraid of him now. What was he saying now? Tell me.
Explain it, Jesse. Why do you get your
podcast? He's ruining me flow.
Jesse, you gotta be able to react. You gotta be able to react. Calvin, you explain his deli roll theory.
So Terrence, Jesse said that no one gets the roll cut in half.
No,
so why
no one doesn't get the roll cut in half.
Oh yeah, sorry. So
separate
why
issue.
So why do they bother asking? Because obviously you want a roll cut in half, he said, right?
Yeah.
So then he goes, imagine not getting a roll cut in half. The best part about getting a cut in half is that you have two ends of a roll. If you don't get a cut in half, you have a top and a bottom.
through
that. No, yeah, that is. I'll make sure you clip that. That could be the greatest thing ever said in the podcast. He's the goat.
It's a whole different ball game.
He's a legend. Right on.
Yep.
Are you clapping over?
I am.
Lovely.
Still doesn't get away from these. Anyways.
You're not going to get rid of that Jesse fella.
He's coming too.
I'm dropping him up.
Yeah, Calvin, lovely, give us a lift over here.
I'm dropping Jesse up.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Rainer.
I'm going over to see his newborn kids. You can have a fight with him while I'm looking at the
parents.
Baby
is laughing for his nerves here.
I have no part of it.
I know what he's like, bro.
Fuck, maybe look,
I'll see you soon then.
Yep.
Back to what I was saying though.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Would you rather go to work naked for a day or wear the same clothes for a year?
Owen, I'm not being crude or anything, but I feel like you wear the same clothes.
Every day.
That's terrible.
He just wears a shaka and
Every day.
Shaka and gazelles.
What do you wear? Tracksuit.
I'm not wearing a tracksuit.
I'm not
today.
Wearing gazelles.
Yeah, he's like, what are they? Sambas.
Beckenbauers.
Beckenbauers.
What do you think?
Fresh.
Yeah. yeah, wearing the same clothes every day. You go into the job in the nib, you're getting sacked.
Fresh. Oh, I'm still not getting paid at the end of this week, I'm gonna.
Not yet, Jesse, but you're investing in your future.
I'm still not getting paid at the end of this week. Can you imagine him going around the people and all, fucking had to get him backdated in the job and all, any chance? Emergency tax.
Fresh. Did I ever tell you about Calvin? Calvin said to me, yeah, before he did his first ever Hyrox, I hate all the weirdos that take the top off.
When did I ever? I never call people a weirdo.
Probably like gobshites or something. All the dopes that take that top off and look, oh, look at me. Oh, look at me. Top was off first 10 minutes into his Hyrox.
Ah, that was Lewis.
No, that was Lewis.
First one I didn't take my top off.
But the next one.
Jesse. It's family business.
Yeah, well.
Is my brother a rat?
Owen's the rat. That's the right turn.
Oh, Owen. Whoa.
The only way you can make her up to me, Owen, is to go up and give him a dig.
Ew, Terry.
Yeah.
He's shitting at Terrence now.
He just had brain surgery.
He's shitting at Terrence now, so he wants you to back him up. You heard him forced on, will you?
Give him a window. Be fresh.
And I only found out last week we banned rat talk, apparently.
Yeah. Well, because it was getting dangerous.
Yeah. But I meant that rat talk, and then Siobhan actually has a rat in Agaf.
So a mouse. Well, she thinks it's a mouse.
No, she hopes it's a mouse.
Yeah.
It's definitely a rat. Has to be a rat. If you can hear the thing upstairs and you think it's a neighbour, oh.
Yeah.
Wait. How are you mistaking a rodent for a fucking human being?
And it's still there now.
Yeah.
People find rats in the house and just leave them there. Come on, I'll be up, can't I? Get the gloves on.
Jesse, you'd be the last person. Will you tell Owen about the time my dad was selling the sofa?
Selling the sofa?
Yeah, remember when he tried to bring the sofa out and he couldn't get out the door?
You wanted to see. So my dad, yeah. Him and AJ were bringing the sofa.
No, it was him on his own.
Him and AJ.
We watched it all back on the doorbell camera, right? My dad was, they were getting a new sofa, so he was selling the old one. And your man was coming down to buy it. So my dad had to get the sofa out on his own. The kids were nowhere to be seen. And he's trying to fit this thing out the hall door, out the garden, out the gate, yeah? Then he realises he can't do it, so he gets the kids down. But he's 20 minutes doing it on his own, struggling, like sweating, and you can see the frustration. Just from the camera, you can see the frustration, right? So he calls AJ. AJ comes out, looks at it, he's trying to help, can't. Calls Jesse. Jesse literally comes down, stands there, and looks at the two of them, and walks back. But in the midst of all this, my dad is sweating, fuming, snapping at the two kids, and neighbour comes over. Will you say what she said? She comes over and is like, Aiden, how do you vote? You can see me dad scratching his head, looking at the sofa going, what? And he's like, you'll have to come back to me later on. Oh, it was fucking gas. He ended up giving the sofa away for free because he damaged it that much trying to get it out the house.
What was she asking?
How to vote.
Oh, actually, how to cast your vote.
There was an election coming up.
Not what who he votes for.
No, like how to vote. Actually, the process of voting.
Neighbours well over 40.
Hey, listen. I wouldn't be passing aspersions.
How do you?
Your man, you have two ends of a roll.
It is.
No, it's not. It's one end of a roll and the top of a roll.
Not, yeah, but then.
That's what he says.
But then it's two ends of a roll. When you're a deli walker, you know that. One.
Doesn't bode well for the family, doesn't it?
It does. I'm a man of taste.
The way he's sticking to his guns, that's very O'Brien.
Oh, you think that's bad? What's like, me dad argue with anybody about anything, wouldn't he? And then we thought it was just me dad. He's getting into that age bracket. But then AJ did it. Because we tell him about the boat.
Oh, stop. Yeah, no, I have a thing. I would rather get the boat to England or the plane.
Plane.
So we're talking about going to the match, all of us as a family, like going to bring Harper and all. And for some reason, my dad says, it's better getting the boat. I was like, no, it's not. It's 4 hours from Dublin to Holyhead. I was like, you could fly. It takes 40 minutes. And AJ doubled down and backed my dad up. Like, my dad actually gave up arguing. And AJ doubled down. He's like, you get the boat, 4 hours on the boat. Then you get into Holyhead, you have to get the coach. And then you get like 3 hours on the coach. And like, that's good and all. I was like, AJ, you're traveling for 7 hours. I was like, you could still be traveling. We could still be asleep. Get up, go to the airport and get there before you. And have to wait on you.
And have some D.
And but he was like, no, 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 the boat's well better. Well, oh, better.
You can move around.
But like, I'm actually, there is a trait of the O'Brien's now. You're right. Yeah. Now that I think about it, fuck, I just thought it was me. And then
just back down.
Yeah. But like, without even backing her up with data points, at least he has a point. Do you know what I mean? I get like, his argument is structured around the two ends. Now it's one top and an end. Is that like, come out, very flawed. Don't get me wrong. Very flawed. But he has a structure to his argument. Like, he had his points ready.
You know, so a roll has a top and a bottom.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't, but I'm talking.
But I mean, he has a structure to it. Whereas AJ was just going along with it.
Say if you got a whole roll, yeah, and you bite in to this end, what are you biting into?
The end of the roll.
Yeah. So what are you biting on the other? So
the other end.
Yeah. So there's two ends. How about the two ends? unless it's cut in half.
So when it's cut in half,
yeah,
and you don't bite into the curved part, what are you biting into?
You're biting into the top and the end.
Jesse, that couch you didn't help move.
Yeah, make sure we get that out there.
What part was your dad lifting?
Get that out there, please.
What part was your dad lifting? Was it the end? And what part did he need you and AJ to lift? Was it the end? But it wasn't the same part of the couch.
No, it was the top.
I think it have two ends.
They're still together.
The top.
Like, it's... No, because say when you're eating a roll, yeah? You're eating half a roll.
Begins that mic there. Get this on the record.
You're eating half a roll, yeah? And you get to the bottom of it, yeah? You're eating from, like, the top down into the bottom. If you're like pointing underneath that, that's
in a swimming pool.
How is that different if it's cutting too?
If you are standing down that side of the swimming pool and I'm standing on this side, even a football pitch.
Yeah.
There's two ends to a football pitch. You don't say, oh, he's up at the top of the pitch and I'm down at the end of the pitch. No, you're like, he's down that end, I'm down this end. Swimming pool, you have the shallow end and the deep end.
He's ruining this argument because he's a
obviously.
Like, it's different when it's a roll.
What about when it's a wrap?
It's just when it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Nah, a wrap can be eaten from both.
Both what?
Both.
Well, often a wrap will have an opening and an unopened.
That depends how good you are at wrapping wraps. Someone wants you on me, Daddy.
Owen, that could have been the biggest insult I've ever seen someone give you.
I don't know what I did deserve that now.
Yeah.
Nah, come on. A wrap shouldn't be open on either side. Should be like,
it could be open on one end.
Yeah, the end that's cool.
Yeah.
What?
It could be
what
open.
What do you mean, what?
You could have the wrap open at the top.
No, yeah, that's not a good fold of a wrap.
But you're getting it cut in half.
So you're telling me when you cut it in half, there's two ends?
No, there's an open end.
What?
Yeah.
There's an open end. Yeah, same with a roll.
Jesse, if you drop your roll before it's cut, how do you know which end is the top and which end is the bottom?
Like, if I drop
If you're
roll.
Picking it up from the basket in the shop, how do you know that's the top or that's the bottom of that roll?
Yeah.
Because it's just is whichever one I eat first. I'm going to start with the top.
Doesn't discriminate.
Good man.
Do you ever want your boy into force? It's the top.
Like, and you think people are listening to this and be like, do you know what? That young is fucking spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People with a bit of sense.
You know what? The fact that this came up again has worked out well for you and your future career prospects here, because I'm impressed now that you won't back down.
People who enjoy that chicken fillet rolls will know that it's superior to get it cut in half at one. And the end.
What is that? Give us your order on the chicken fillet roll.
Nah, because I'm not that like. I'll just go chicken, butter, and taco sauce, spicy chicken.
No cheese.
Cheese sometimes, but if the 50 cent isn't there, then I just five a roll.
Yeah, we were at a funeral before, Owen.
Will you?
Yeah, look, he knows where this is going. First of all, any funeral I've ever been to, it's usually just soup and sandwiches. But for this one, it was actually a meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they came around, was it chicken or beef, was it?
Turkey.
That's it, chicken or beef. Beef or turkey, yeah, whatever. So we were just happy that it was a meal. We all order like normal people, that's grand. We all get to dinner and he puts his hand up, the waiter comes over and he goes, have you got any cranberry sauce? Cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
At a funeral?
It's nice for turkey. It goes very well with turkey.
Why would you get it
at
a funeral? He's the only person in the whole funeral asked for cranberry sauce.
What's wrong
with that?
Cranberry sauce, Owen, are you on the wind up?
Is that disrespectful?
Is that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just take what you're given. It's a fucking funeral. You just take what you're given. You get a bit of gravy and shut your mouth.
You can't ask for anything.
What just sell them?
Cranberry sauce.
It's a restaurant.
Don't want to go and make it.
It's a restaurant.
No, she didn't. She didn't. They didn't have it.
She can say we don't have it.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
They didn't.
Nah,
did you make a show of the family?
No, I didn't make a show of the family. You made a big deal out of nothing. Cranberry sauce is nice for talking.
There was other people there that were shocked.
No, there wasn't.
What's on a? Everyone at the table was shocked. There was 8 of us at the table and every single one of them told.
All right, come on. We've got to Terry's house.
Just letting you know.
Right.
We wrap this one up.
I've had enough of the Perrys.
It's a bit harsh. We've had enough of you, on. He's getting smart for us, Jesse.
Then why won't you leave?
Can't we get Shimon into the next half?
You could probably do it.
You'll be running this place for Christmas, Jesse.
Yeah, you will, Alan. I'd be worried if it was you.
I am worried.
Right, wrap her up there, Jesse. Go on.
Trying to think about how everyone else wraps up the podcast.
Go on, you've... what's your takeaway from the whole week of doing Woke Experience?
Oh, I had a great week.
Did you?
Great system in here.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Very welcoming.
Yeah, have you met the top dogs?
Everyone's nice. Who's the top dogs?
Who have you met?
Joe and Darren. Top dogs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wrap it up, Lee, come on.
You interrupted me while I was thinking of how to wrap it up.
Look, lads.
You set in on what, 4 podcasts this week?
Yeah. What episode's this?
It's just a bonus.
Well, that was the bonus episode.
Yeah.
Well, wrapping this up, I'm Jesse and he's Calvin.
You don't do JLB, no?
No, I would do JLB.
You know his name is Jesse James?
Is it?
O'Brien.
In case you didn't know.
It's still job. JLB.
That's what you're looking for, is it?
That's me. Signing out.
So, like, do you know them questions that you're reading there?
Yeah.
How do people send them in?
You email them to... Talking bollocks.
Right.
What's the email?
You should know this.
Come on, Calvin, you just... You.
What's everyone else's email? No, just your... Come on.
Will I say Siobhan's email?
Yeah, come on. It's talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Right.
There you go, well, and wrap it up.
Thank you, Jesse. Right. Boom.
All right, Jesse, give us a boom. Give us a boom.
Boom.
Ah, come on, more than that.
Boom.
Ah, more.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
You're overthinking this.
Boom.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and low. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker.
Cut down.